It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll report next on the effort to gain Internet security without losing Internet freedom. Cybercrime and espionage are rising, and the U.S. and other governments are preparing for cyber war. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, two goals, cybersecurity and cyber privacy, are headed for a collision.
To understand this Internet security and freedom conflict, it's helpful to start with a story from Cold War days. There was never a nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union, largely because each country was deterred from attacking the other by the knowledge, the certainty, that doing so would trigger a devastating counterattack. It would mean mutually assured destruction. That horrific thought actually preserved peace. But it worked only because any nuclear attack, in the words of retired Admiral Mike McConnell, would have been attributable.
One side couldn't attack the other side without the side being attacked knowing who it is and from where it came.
You know who attacked you. Nowadays, a big worry is an all-out computer attack, one that could knock out our power, telecommunications, and banking systems in a matter of seconds. Once again, we hope a country would be deterred from doing that because it knows there'd be massive retaliation. And there probably would be, says Admiral McConnell, if the original computer penetration could be attributed to somebody.
Some level of confidence that you know from where a transaction originated is a requirement.
But here's the problem. That confidence is now absent. Internet transactions are largely untraceable. Cybercrime, cyber espionage, and cyber attacks can be done indirectly with the perpetrator's identity and location a secret. And if you don't know where a cyber attack comes from, you can't hit back, so there's no deterrence. It's the so-called attribution problem. McConnell, a former director of national intelligence, advocates re-engineering the Internet to make more transactions there traceable or attributable.
There is need for investment in technology that would allow you to achieve a level of attribution. Who's engaged in this transaction?
Industry experts say improved attribution is technically possible. The benefits are obvious. China, for example, would be less inclined to launch a cyber attack against the U.S. if it knew the attack would immediately be traced back. Of course, the same goes for the United States. Mike McConnell says both sides would benefit if the attribution problem could be solved.
I would believe in a dialogue with China, we probably could reach some accommodation with regard to how important it is for both our nations to have an information infrastructure in which there's attribution and confidence.
But there's another way to look at this attribution issue. Maybe we don't want all Internet transactions attributable to someone. Think of the dissidents who depend on anonymity, who don't want their Internet postings to be traceable.
If what you want is an Internet where you can freely discuss human rights in a country in which doing so is not allowed, you don't want to see attribution improve on the Internet.
Robert Kanaki is focusing on Internet governance at the Council on Foreign Relations. When it comes to the Internet attribution problem, he points out, human rights or privacy advocates line up against the cybersecurity folks.
So in many ways, it's the crime fighters versus the freedom fighters.
The challenge of balancing security and freedom is as old as democracy. Rebecca McKinnon of the Center for Technology Policy at Princeton University argues that improving the attribution of Internet transactions may not improve our cybersecurity enough to justify the cost to privacy.
Criminals and militaries are most likely going to figure out ways to do what they need to do on the Internet and minimize their traceability. And the people who are really going to be hurt are the dissidents in countries like China or Iran.
Mike McConnell and other cybersecurity advocates say it may be possible to improve the traceability of just some Internet transactions, like those that pertain to vital national assets. But crafting a compromise won't be easy.
How do we keep the Internet as a space where individuals can be empowered, yet at the same time, it doesn't turn into a place where people are just attacking one another and bringing down each other's systems?
And as Rebecca McKinnon says, we don't yet have a clear roadmap. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.